the relief and recovery efforts, it's ongoing. Right now we are still doing some verification. What we have had since the distribution of items in different communities, we are really verifying and ensuring that the persons who report their damage are actually ones who have been damaged. And I think that is important now. So while we are actually assisting persons who have been impacted, we are still ensuring that the persons who give the information, they are telling us the truth, basically, because we'll have persons who capitalize on these events. So the assessments are ongoing. I know we are now moving into the whole reconstruction phase, and we'll be also looking at persons who have been affected with retaining walls to see what assistance we can get. It's not something that we normally do, but we know that this flood was a little different. A lot of retaining walls were down. We still have over 100 persons in emergency shelter. The numbers are dwindling slowly as persons try to get back to some level of normalcy within their homes. So we are ensuring that we take care of those persons in the shelter and at the same time try to get them back into their normal way of living. Of course, some persons' homes have been destroyed. It will take some time to rebuild that. But it's ongoing. We're still taking care of those in the community too who have been affected, not just those in the shelter. And we urge anyone who has been affected to make sure that you give us your correct information so that we can actually verify and visit and actually capture that data and ensure that you are not left out.